As I watched, gently dazed by the motion of the tree, I felt my mind slip lightly into the clear, empty float of spinning leaf. I realized the motion of the tree wasn't random at all, really. It was actually a pattern, made of endless changing patterns. And then, my mind open and empty, I saw the wind spread out before me. It was like frost forming on a blank sheet of window glass. One moment nothing. The next, I could see the name of the wind as clearly as the back of my own hand. I looked around for a moment, marveling in it. I tasted the shape of it on my tongue and knew if I desired I could stir it to a storm. I could hush it to a whisper, leaving the sword tree hanging empty and still. But that seemed wrong. Instead, I simply opened my eyes wide to the wind, watching where it would choose to push the branches, watching where it would flick the leaves. When I was 9, we became tight. Bit of fun, you know. Computer games, bikes, that sort of. And the thing was, back then, I thought it was the greatest thing. I mean, truly the greatest thing. He got a packet of biscuits for his dinner. Custard creams, bourbons, you know, the sort of thing. Tell my mo this. Tell my mo he gets biscuits for his dinner. My own subtle hint that sometimes I could have biscuits for my dinner. And she says, that boy can come to dinner whenever he fancy. And it begins with a postcard. A postcard. Shoved through my letterbox at approximately 4:15 on Tuesday the 4th of December 1999. It's almost the millennium. I'm 29. My girlfriend left 6 months ago, taking everything, and I've spent every evening since getting drunk and listening to Radiohead at full volume. I know. Pathetic. But it's the only album the woman left me with, and I find it comforting. Then the postcard falls on the doormat, and everything changes. Sometimes, a piece of paper can do that.